ladies and gentlemen. My name's Dush Velchek and I'm the Business Development Coordinator here at Hilton Melbourne Airport. Oh, thank you, someone. And I'm absolutely delighted to welcome all of you here tonight, and what a wonderful turnout, which is an indication of the fabulous support that both Nikyla and John have with their own network. So certainly it's beneficial for both the artists as well as Hilton Melbourne Airport and also the Anti-Cancer Council, where the percentage of proceeds will actually go to, which is fantastic. So really I'm just, my role here is to once again welcome you all. Now I'd like to introduce you to our wonderful artists who I'm thrilled to have back again, I must say. And as I said, look at their popularity. So first we might have Nikyla Amanda Smith, all the way from Gympie. She has to make a huge trip and flies down every time. And of course John Beasley, who's our local. John's just from Romsey and is a regular visitor to the hotel, and they're going to talk about their artwork, and then we'll just proceed on to some other very special guest speakers. All right?
Thank you, Dush, for that introduction. That was very kind of you. Welcome, everybody, and thank you for coming tonight. It's amazing to see so many people here. I think John's as pleased as I am, are you?
Absolutely.
I'd just like to thank the Hilton, Dush, for allowing us, giving us the wonderful opportunity of putting this event on, and to thank also our special guest here tonight, Mr. Will Richards, who's going to be speaking very shortly. And as everybody I'm sure has already worked out, John's work's at that side of the room, my work's at that side of the room, and with the paintings that I've got, I normally paint aviation in realism, but a lot of these paintings this time I've done with what's called palette knife, which is a much broader, thicker paint painting style. And it's much, for me to paint the palette knife, it's much freer and more, liberating, I guess is the word. And I've really, really enjoyed doing these paintings like this because I haven't done many paintings like that. So I've got a broad, yes, that's the word. A broad spectrum of the type of work I do. So, and one other thing with the paintings I've got there are also three prints on canvas, and that's the Red Flag Warrior, anyway, there's three prints there on canvas, and they're also for sale, and there are other prints available in the limited edition print run. So if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to come up and ask me, and enjoy your evening. Thank you. Thank you. All right, don't
speak. I'd just like to say how fantastic it is to see so many of my friends here tonight, and Nikyla's also. Nikyla has already thanked Dush and Hilton for all of the work that they've put into this, and I'd like to thank them for allowing us to use this marvellous space. I'd like to thank Will Richards for being here tonight to open our show, but I'd also finally like to thank Nikyla for sharing this exhibition with me, and I'd like to say that I think her work is fantastic, and I feel as though I've made a new friend.
Thanks. I'm sorry, can I just say, I meant to say that about John too.
No second prizes.
Sorry.
I hope you like the work. I hope you have a great night, and I hope you go home feeling better than you came when in the heat. Thanks, everybody.
And now I'd just like to introduce Will Richards, who's the grandson of Sir Reginald Ansett, and he'd just like to open the exhibition and just have a chat first. Thank you, Will.
Thank you. good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is William Richards. I'm the founder of Ansett Aviation. I've been kindly asked this evening to formally open the Looking Forward and Looking Back art exhibition at the Melbourne Hilton Airport. Basically, I've also been asked to say a couple of words about my grandfather, as well as myself and my journey to where I am now, which is Ansett Aviation. Basically, I've spent the last nine years as a pilot. Seven of those years were mustering cattle, eradication and crop dusting in the northern part of Australia, which has led me to where I am now, which is Ansett Aviation. Ansett Aviation is a corporate charter company. We specialise in helicopters and lightweight jets, which are Learjet, Lear 35s and whatnot. Several years ago, a gentleman said to me, he asked me where I've been and where I've come from, and I said, well, I worked in Adelaide River when I was about 19, 18 years old as a stockman. And this the gentleman actually knew my grandfather, and my grandfather happened to work on the station, which was pretty much next door to the station which I was working on as a fencer when he was, you may know that my grandfather left school very early. He left at 13 years old and then went to the Northern Territory and started his basically his working life up there. And so it's a bit interesting that I actually worked on the station next door to my grandfather, which was a coincidence, of course. My grandfather was basically, he was a very private man. In regards to his career, he was very devoted and persistent, which whatever he did, and of course he achieved a great deal by the end of his days. And unfortunately, as you know now, the aircraft doesn't exist. So my grandfather, say a couple of things in regards to my grandfather. He was a very affectionate man. He often just spoiled the grandchildren and his family very much. I have very fond memories of my grandfather. He often flew up to his station, or actually property, which was called Gumbau, which was northern Victoria, as well as Barona. Barona, which was on the Murray River. And he bought both of those stations simply for the purpose of shooting. My grandfather was a mad duck shooter. And so we have very fond memories of going up there in his helicopter as well as his Cadillac. And we used to fly along. And basically my grandfather was in the Cadillac for a while, and then we used to swap over and my grandfather got in the Cadillac and drove along and try to race the helicopter, all those kind of crazy things. So basically it's been a great honour this evening to ask. Dush phoned me several months ago, and before the words out of her mouth came, I already said yes. Anything to do with aviation as well as a Tullamarine, Marine, I was definitely going to accept it. I'll just like to leave you with one saying which my grandfather lived by, and I really believe that this is what drove my grandfather to be so successful, as well as, I think, basically kept him ticking along with aviation and everything else. It's called persistence, and persistence was written by Kevin Coolidge, which is the former U.S. president of the States. Persistence. Nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than an unsuccessful man with talent. Geniuses will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are opponent. This line, press on, has solved and will always solve the problems of the human race. That is a saying which is by Kevin Coolidge, and that I really think that's what basically kept my grandfather going, and that was in his head office in Melbourne, and it's fantastic. I recommend you get one of those. Now I'd like to formally open the looking forward and looking back. Is it looking forward and looking back? Looking forward and looking back art exhibition at the Melbourne Hilton Airport.